Hello, how are you? It's a beautiful day, and if somebody didn't tell you they love you, you know I do. I know I put that in my intro instead of my outro, but you know what? That should be the first thing you hear. I love you. When you wake up in the morning, it's glorious to hear, especially if you live alone like I do. And the only person that tells me are my kids. Anyway, so I had to come back on here because this year I need to crush it. And the first thing everybody needs to do is get their finances in order. Oh my goodness, let me tell you, my finances fell flat towards the end of the year to the point where Christmas was heavily reliant upon gift cards from Mistplay. I'm not even going to play it down. I was playing games. I was so depressed. It was ridiculous. Thank God I had all those gift cards because, woo-wee, I wouldn't have made it otherwise. And I had to make a change. I want my income to increase. And it can increase if I'm stealing from my business and not paying for advertising and stealing from my personal self to pay for things I honestly don't need. In comes YNAB. I'm pissed because Mint sucks and my bank app, horrible on budgeting. I kept being like, but it said I had this much money available, but I didn't. And then I'd be overdrawn and then I'd be scrambling, chasing money, trying to put it in my account to cover the overdraft fee. That is not cool. That is an ugly look. So you know what? I needed something different. Mint wasn't doing it. It was just tracking all of my spending, and every time I looked at that graph, it was depressing. Oh my God, all the money that was going out was ridiculous, but it was not enough money coming in. Why is that? Well, going through perimenopause, the hormonal changes led to depression, anxiety, heart palpitations. Oh my gosh, muscle aches and pain that made me feel like I couldn't walk or move. Who knew your hormones controlled all those things? I sure as hell didn't. Definitely needed to, because then I would have been on top of my estrogen and testosterone replacement pills. Lord have mercy, I would have been talking to my doctor about giving me that stuff instead of depression medication. High blood pressure medication. All this other crap that isn't doing a damn thing for me. And quite frankly, my birthday was yesterday. And you know what? 40 was looking pretty dank. Honestly. Why don't they tell people about this crap ahead of time? You know, they tell you about all this sex education and health education in school, but they definitely don't prepare you for this crap. To the point where I was thinking, I should have had a hormone baseline test when I was 15, 16. Like, for real, you know? Oh my goodness, the migraine medication could have been ixnayed a long time ago. Although, I did stop having migraines after I got pregnant. Go figure. Hormone shift. Anyway, reflection, hindsight is 20/20. And I'm telling you right now, how is it that me, little old me, without a medical degree, thank God for journaling though, looking back on all of my journals, was able to find the correlation between what's going on with me now and how I was feeling then. You know what? I'm 40 and I feel great. I mean, I can do all kinds of things to the point where I want to have another baby. But you know what? You got a budget for another baby. Them things is expensive. But you know what? If I also got to tack on IVF, oh hell no. Nope, not doing it. So, back to YNAB. That app, oh my God, I wish I would have had that in 2020. Lord have mercy, the money was glorious. Couldn't even keep track of all of it. Now I wish I would have been budgeting better so that my stocks would be well funded and I'm not taken out of those. Day trading would be on fleek right now, let me tell you. Oh my goodness, it's ridiculous. I had to stop day trading because I had to cover my expenses because of all of my overspending. Now, getting a budget is not the end all be all. You have to change your mindset when it comes to money. And quite frankly, I already had the save and put away mentality. The only problem is that I was just thinking, oh, the money's going to keep coming. It's going to keep coming. And then when it stopped coming, I was not prepared. Not even a little bit. Savings fund? Nope. Emergency fund? Nope. Savings? Nope. Well, I do have savings, but that's for my kids. And that's totally different. I don't want to take out of my children's college fund. But you know what? I had to a couple of times to pay the damn phone bill because I spent way too much at Burger King. Driving for Lyft really sucked it out of me. I didn't realize that I was going to have to get an oil change every month. They don't tell you that. Didn't budget for that. Didn't think of that. I was just thinking, oh, well, I can just go driving again and make the money. Nope. I'd go driving and it would be dead for an hour. So now I'm wasting gas. Now instead of me replacing my gas every other day because I was driving 400 miles a day, now I've got, oh my goodness, just, YNAB is freaking awesome. And if you sign up, you get a month for free. That crap is awesome. It's not 30 days. It's not 20 days. It's 34 days. So they cover an entire month, all 31 days plus some. Let me say that again, 34 days. I almost wish it was 35 because that would be, I like round numbers and 34 just seem like random, but 30 days, the entire month plus some, I'm definitely signing up for that. And it's not that expensive, way better than QuickBooks for self-employed people. And it doesn't, it's just, I hated using that app. It required way too much. YNAB, you just put in a transaction. I spent this much here and I'm funding it from there, period. All I need now is, you know, those available funds so that I can, you know, put them where they go as opposed to me just working every day and then covering the expenses as I go. Oh my God, don't do it. Don't do it. Stop it. Stop it. I can't believe that it took me all this time. YNAB has been around since what, 2013? Do you know how boss I would be right now? I thought I was killing it before, but Lord have mercy. I've only been using the app for like 7 days now. Oh my goodness. I love using the app. And if you go into their groups, I know why. It is so easy. You don't have to link your account directly. So that way, when you get your income from your variable lines of income, you just add it on in. Just add it in. You don't have to wait for it to sync up with your banks or anything like that. And quite frankly, I wish YNAB had its own bank. So it would just be like money in, money out, money in, money out. But you know what? That's just because I'm so fed up with my banking app. And it just, you can schedule your bills, but they don't tell you the right amount of money because it takes them 2 to 3 days to post that stuff. So I was behind for real. I'm 3 months behind because of that crap. Don't be like me. Don't get behind. If you have a regular income and you just trying to curb your spending, get YNAB. Get it. I'm telling you, it's the best $15 a month on the planet because QuickBooks, for those who are self-employed, that $26 a month? No. Mm-mm. That app is not fun. That app does not let me put my categories in how I want to and my savings and all the stuff that I want to do. It just tells me what I have to do. Not cool. And you can't even track your stock accounts. Seriously? I'm a day trader and I can't even keep track of my stock accounts? Please. Why not take my money? I can't wait to be able to afford an annual plan. Trust and believe, I'm going to get it. And it's going to be on my regular payment schedule. I don't know whether or not I can write it off as a business expense or not. That's something to look into. But anyway, this year, my financial health is going to be awesome. Because you know what? Homeschooling is not free, no matter what you say. I need to be able to budget for all of our lovely homeschool outings and even schedule some more. Or I should say, save for some more. Because sometimes things pop up. that I didn't know about ahead of time. And I've been wanting to go to a homeschool convention for the past 10 years, but I haven't been able to go because by the time they roll around, I don't have the money for the hotel. Depressing. Now my son's about to be 15 and we still haven't gone. I've been to a couple online ones, but it's not the same when you actually go in and you meet other homeschoolers and you talk to them and all that good stuff. Granted, I thought I was doing well with adulting, but no. Without a budget, oh my God, I have failed epically this year. The start of this year, I'm not embarrassed to say, I started out with $46. Granted, yesterday, for my birthday, I found 12 in my bag. Didn't know it was in there. But, you know, my bank account said $46 in it. That ain't cool. Don't be like me. Don't have $46 in your checking account at the beginning of the year. Be like me and find money in your bag, but don't be like me and have $46 in your bank. Mm-mm. That ain't cool. That is not the business. Mm-mm. So, I'm gonna put a link. It's a referral link. You get a free month. I get a free month. That crap is glorious.